As the federal government shutdown continues, Northeast Ohio airports are keeping a close watch on possible flight impacts. The FAA is reducing air traffic by up to 10% at 40 major airports today because of staffing shortages, but Akron-Canton and Cleveland-Hopkins are not on the preliminary list. The Beacon Journal reports officials at both airports say travelers could still see delays because of disruptions at other hubs and are urging passengers to check with their airlines before heading to the airport. The FAA says the cuts are intended to relieve fatigue among air traffic controllers working without pay during the shutdown. Meanwhile, Governor Mike DeWine says Ohio is moving ahead with a $25 million plan to help families affected by the shutdown and the suspension of SNAP food benefits. The state is sending $7 million to regional food banks, including $887,000 for the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank and another $18 million in emergency payments to more than 63,000 low-income Ohioans through the Ohio Works First program. DeWine also announced $10.3 million in federal funding to keep WIC benefits available for mothers and children into December. The Highway Patrol is investigating a crash that occurred Thursday night on Route 62 at Beach Street in Nimishillen Township. Troopers say just before 6 p.m., 36-year-old Joshua Kimbrell of Arkansas was driving a pickup truck and failed to yield at a stop sign, pulling into the path of a car driven by 25-year-old David Foster of Alliance. The vehicle struck the truck's driver's side. Kimbrell suffered minor injuries. Foster, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was seriously injured and flown to Akron General Medical Center. The roadway was closed for about 2 hours. A motorcyclist has died after a crash in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says 47-year-old Michael McHale of Mineral City was northbound on County Road 66 in Union Township Wednesday night when his motorcycle struck a tree that had fallen across the road. The bike overturned and went off the right side. McHale was flown to Akron General Medical Center, where he later died from his injuries. The patrol says he was wearing a helmet. The crash remains under investigation. Mentalis reported strong third-quarter results with net sales of $305.9 million and net income of $8.1 million, up from $3.7 million in the previous quarter. Adjusted earnings rose to $12 million, and earnings improved to $29 million, driven by strong aerospace and defense shipments. The Canton-based steelmaker generated $22 million in operating cash flow, ended the quarter with $191 million in cash, and repurchased $3 million in stock. Mentalis expects fourth-quarter results to dip due to normal year-end maintenance, but says new defense contracts position it well for 2026. An Alliance man is facing charges after police say he assaulted several people and threatened his brother with a gun. 37-year-old Jesse Noling allegedly punched his live-in girlfriend in the face Wednesday morning at their North Webb Avenue home while holding a firearm and pushed his brother's girlfriend to the ground, causing injuries. Noling also is accused of pointing a gun at his brother and trying to chamber a round before fleeing. He's charged with domestic violence, assault, aggravated menacing, and having a weapon under disability. Noling has a burglary conviction from 2006. A judge has stepped aside from the case of a Sebring police officer accused of domestic violence. Mahoning County Judge Joe Schiavone recused himself from the case of 25-year-old Dylan Vesey, who was charged with a misdemeanor count of domestic violence. The case has been transferred from Sebring to Mahoning County Court in Boardman for a pretrial hearing. Deputies were called to a home at West Indiana Avenue and North 16th Street on Halloween for the reported incident. Vesey has been a full-time patrolman since last month after serving part-time with the department for about a year. Two more men have been arrested in connection with the 2021 shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas in East Liverpool. The U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force took 29-year-old Curtis Holland and 25-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool into custody Thursday after a Columbiana County grand jury indicted them on murder and aggravated murder charges. Douglas was found shot to death on a front porch on Pennsylvania Avenue in July of 2021. The other suspects, Elvin and Alan Tisdale, have already been convicted in the case. Authorities say Douglas was not the intended target of the shooting. A Warren man has been sentenced to up to 15 years in prison for sex crimes involving a family member. 50-year-old Daniel Ortiz Torres received a sentence of 10 to 15 years Thursday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty in September to rape and gross sexual imposition. The abuse occurred multiple times between 2015 and 2022 in Youngstown and Warren. The sentence was recommended by both sides and approved by Judge Anthony D'Onofrio. Ortiz Torres was given credit for 452 days already served. Mahoning County commissioners are raising new concerns about the owners of the Southern Park Mall after security guards walked off the job this week. WKBN-TV reports the mall's concourses were locked for several hours Monday after guards reportedly weren't paid. Thursday, Commissioner Carol Righetti called the owners not good stewards for the county or Boardman Township. The mall's owner, Coan Retail Investments, still owes more than $1 million in property taxes and fees over the past year. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.